And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 10th of May, 2015. It's Mother's Day. And it has been every year since May of 1914. It was on this day in 1869 the first transcontinental railroad was completed. It was one of the big goals of Abraham Lincoln, who signed the law to construct the line in July 1862. Central Pacific would build from the west to the east, and Union Pacific would build from the east to the west, and they would be paid per mile. Much of the hard labor was done by Chinese immigrants. The route went through American Indian lands in violation of government treaties, but they pushed it on through, and the two companies met on this day in 1869 at Promontory Point, Utah, so that when completed, the journey from New York to Sacramento took about 1 week, which was an improvement over the previous travel time by horseback of nearly 6 months. It's the birthday of Fred Astaire, born Frederick Austerlitz in Omaha, 1899. When he was six, he formed an act with his sister Adele. They were a popular vaudeville attraction on Broadway. When she retired in 1932, Fred Astaire went off to Hollywood. He got a part in a movie called Dancing Lady, which starred Joan Crawford, Clark Gable, and the Three Stooges. And he went on to make a whole series of films with his dancing partner, Ginger Rogers, The Gay Divorcee, Top Hat, Swing Time, and many others. Only kissed on screen once in the movie Carefree, 1938, in a dream sequence. Fred Astaire, a perfectionist, worked up to 18 hours a day. He said, "The only way I know to get a good show is to practice, sweat, rehearse, and worry." Shot one scene in Swing Time, which took 47 takes to get it right. And by the end, Ginger Rogers' feet were bleeding. Did a routine once in which he had to toss an umbrella across the room into an umbrella stand. He got it finally on the 46th attempt. Fred Astaire, who said, "The higher up you go, the more mistakes you are allowed. Right at the top, if you make enough of them, it's considered to be your style." Fred Astaire, who said, "Old age is like everything else. To make a success of it, you've got to start young." Here's a poem for today by Charles Simich, entitled In the Library. There's a book called A Dictionary of Angels. No one had opened it in 50 years, I know, because when I did, the covers creaked, the pages crumbled. There I discovered the angels were once as plentiful as species of flies. The sky at dusk used to be thick with them. You had to wave both arms just to keep them away. Now the sun is shining through the tall windows. The library is a quiet place. Angels and gods huddled in dark, unopened books. The great secret lies on some shelf. Miss Jones passes every day on her rounds. She's very tall, so she keeps her head tipped as if listening. The books are whispering. I hear nothing, but she does. A poem by Charles Simich in the Library from The Voice at 3 a.m., published by Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.